This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, a Disney TV show's lead character is coming out as a bisexual witch. That story right after this short message.
This is Stephen Strang, and I just want to call attention to the two books I've written recently called God, Trump, and the 2020 Election, which came out in January, and then the sequel, which came out in early May, called God, Trump, and COVID-19, which kind of picks up where the first one led off. I wrote both of them to try to inspire Christians and motivate them to get involved because the issues are so important in this election. And I try to make the case, I hope I do make the case, that this is the most important election of our lives. I talk about it from a spiritual perspective. I talk about the prophetic. I talk about what God's word says on these different issues. I quote a lot of Christian leaders on what they say. I kind of give them a platform. Both books are very well researched. God, Trump, and the 2020 Election has extensive footnotes, really, as both of them do. And it's my way to try to make the argument that Christians have to get involved, that God has raised up Donald Trump for such a time as this, that he really is like the media portrays him, and he's been a very strong supporter of Christian principles. So you can get these books really wherever books are sold, certainly online on christianbooks.com or amazon.com or barnesandnoble.com, as well as on my own website, which is stevestrangbooks.com, where you can get a bundle or you can get a special price for multiple copies, and also all the copies on my own website, stevestrangbooks.com, are autographed by the author. A lot of people like that, so I went ahead and did it as just a blessing, and also maybe a little incentive to buy there. But really, wherever you get the book is fine. My purpose is to get out the word, and I need your help to help me get out the word for this very important election. God bless you.
Disney has slid a long way down from Cinderella's castle to the Owl House. Over the years, Disney has made some great classic films and family-friendly television, but today's parents must constantly remain vigilant to what their children are watching and not let young minds be molded by media. The Disney Channel's animated show, The Owl House, stars a 14-year-old girl who is dabbling in witchcraft, and now the show's main character is coming out as bisexual. She has shown affection to male characters in the past, but now she is pursuing a relationship with a female witch character. Dana Terrace, the series creator, identifies as bisexual, and she is intrigued by the idea of creating queer kids in the story. She said that, "I was very open about my intention to put queer kids in the main cast. I am a horrible liar, so sneaking it in would have been hard. I was told by certain Disney leadership that I could not represent any form of bi or gay relationship on the channel. Luckily, my stubbornness paid off, and now I am very supported by current Disney leadership." Disney has had some openly LGBTQ characters in the past, but they have usually been minor roles and not the series lead. Conservative leaders, including Franklin Graham, are calling for the boycott of Disney's LGBT agenda. Franklin said in a Facebook post, "They are trying to push the LGBT agenda into the hearts and minds of your children. Watch out. Disney has a right to make their cartoons. It's a free country. But as Christians, we also have the right to not support their company. I hope Christians everywhere will say no to Disney." The Apostle Paul wrote to the church in Philippi saying, "Whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things." We need to stand up and protect young minds from the immorality that is being pushed upon them from all over, and to help their hearts and minds be formed by the Word of God. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, One Story, Well Told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every day. This is John. God bless you.